5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
It's a long, long time ago.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Can you still remember?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Oh, feeling good. Yes, we do. The second last Rush Hour for the year, and we have guest galore. Rhonda Birchmore to join us shortly following that.
Hot.
Peter Siddle, P City.
Yep.
Chris Golding from the Melbourne United, absolute superstar. Questions to the family. You've got a phone of Ben's.
Yep.
Plus, we do 10 to 6 in Bill's Best Bits, as I welcome, with a joke as well, the man who tells him, Anthony William Brownless.
G'day, Daisy, and you're up in Sydney today.
I certainly am. Yeah, I've made the trip up here, just doing a little bit of work for our good friends at PointsBet up here, so Rush Hour remotely.
Right, what's the weather like up there, please?
Gorgeous, hot, sunny, no sunscreen equals sunburn.
Yeah, you look a bit red, actually.
Yeah, wow, touch red. So a good reminder to everyone as the sun comes out everywhere to put your sun cream on.
Oh, thank you, Daisy. Here, overcast, 23 degrees, but looks like there's some rain coming. Rabsy, how are you?
Horses, I like this. This is equestrian.
This is prancing.
Call this equestrian.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you? Oh, the horse crip walking, cuz. You see that? On the set. That's gangsterism up. Hey! Oh, look at this, cuz.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I got to get this in the video.
Oh, he's...
Who's that?
Snoop. Snoop a loop. That's Snoop Dogg.
And what is he watching?
The equestrian at the Olympics.
This horse is off the chain.
He has got a wild take on all things sports, as do you, Bill, because it's time for...
Rappy!
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Now time, Bill, if you wouldn't mind, for a little...
Wap, 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 wap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Don't risk missing all your team's matches at the T20 World Cup on KO Sports.
Oh, Daisy, big news at the Bombers, because this man... Tipper is back at the Bombers.
Back!
Wow, wee.
That is massive news.
Has committed to returning to the Bombers 6 months after he announced his shock retirement from the AFL. You had a good point here.
Yes. So,
Raps,
when he did retire, didn't Essendon pick up Massimo D'Ambrosio in the mid-season draft?
They did.
That's correct.
And because they had a spot there because he'd retired, yes.
And now Tipper comes back.
So Tipper comes back. That means they've got both players. Interesting, Days.
Bit of a loophole, isn't it?
Is that how you see it, Days?
Yeah, it certainly is a loophole. We believe that Essendon had to go to the AFL, though, to tick some things off first.
Right.
Is that what came across your desk?
Yes.
So, look, it is a bit of a loophole, and I guarantee you if other clubs try to explore this in a not-so-legitimate sort of way, because Tipper stepped away for reasons that he cited, and that was genuine reasons. So you can't sort of hold that against him now that he's decided to make a comeback. But in the fairness of all things equal, Rabsy, you are right that Essendon may have got a slight leg up out of this. In positive news, that's a negative take on it. The positive news is for footy fans, Tipper is back, and that is great for the game.
And we love watching him. He's unreal.
Yeah, and good for the Bombers. They need a bit of help at the minute, so that is good. Hey, what about your old mate, Cade Simpson, has now gone to Hawthorn as a backline coach.
Well, there you go. That'd be good.
Yeah,
good man. Very knowledgeable and wise beyond his years, although he's rather old in terms of footballing years. The way he saw the game, the way he played the game was absolutely brilliant. He did a lot of teaching on field as well. Yeah. So for a young Hawthorn list that has a lot of players who are going to try and get the best out of themselves, because I'm not sure if you remember, Bins, but Cade actually had 2 duck eggs in his first couple of games and then went on to play 300+. So he'll be perfect for them.
Been at one club all his career, so good to go to another club, as has Dale Morris, who's gone from the Western Bulldogs to Brisbane as a development coach.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, he's a good man. We used to have him on all the time. He had the bone broth.
He used to drink bone broth.
Exactly right. You're spot on. Hey, well, this is a funny story from Luke Ryan, who told radio station over there, 6PR in Perth. So Dad works at Flemington. He saw Gil McLaughlin at the Birdcage, had a quick chat to him. Anyway, Gil was walking to get a cab, and Luke's parents live pretty much on the race course. He saw mum and dad and asked, could he use their toilet? So Gil's just waiting for a cab out the front of this house. Says, can I come in and for a snakes? He went inside and mum has one of my jumpers on the wall. So he saw that. We have a good chat. It was all pretty weird. Mum said he was a really nice guy. They get a photo. The photo's there with mum. How good's that? But Luke Ryan said it happens all the time. People are dying for snakes and they're waiting for cabs and they just knock on the door and come in. And
well, fair one, enough too.
This one was Gil. So 133353. Who's had a slash unusual at your joint?
You're a clown. Goodbye, Gil, though.
Oh,
he is very in touch with the common person, is Gil.
Exactly right. I like that. Oh, and our cricket. Where are we going to start here? There's a couple of big crickets. Well done to Pakistan, who were through to the T20 World Cup final, of course, after last night. They've actually belted New Zealand. New Zealand were poor because they were out-bowled, they were out-batted, and they were out-fielded. They were poor in the field. Their wicket-keeper, let some things go there. And they just couldn't get going. They only made 152. And well done to the Pakistanis who got the runs. And then tonight, of course, India and England.
Big one.
In Adelaide. To decide who takes on Pakistan. Wow.
India v Pakistan, Bill. MCG Sunday. It'd be full. Full everywhere.
You would not get a ticket.
No.
But what about this one? Victoria are playing Queensland at Allen Border Oval today. It started. So Victoria, win the toss and bat, Daisy.
Must be a nice deck. They pile them on, did they, Bill?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, to the tune of what?
So here we go. This is the fall of wickets. One for none. Travis Dean out third ball. Then they were two for none. Marcus Harris, our man, out for a duck. So both openers get a duck.
We give him the biggest pump up of all time.
Yeah. Who got Harris out?
Well, wait. Then we're three for five.
Oh, okay.
Hanscom's out. Four for 12, Madison out. Five for 13, Sammy Harper's out. 6 for 22, if you don't mind.
Wow.
And then they get through to 63, which is their fourth lowest score ever.
Who took all the polls then?
All out for 63, Victoria. And the polls were taken by Michael Nisa, very good bowler. Well done to him, 4 for 22.
And?
Mark Steckety.
Yes.
Well done.
Very good.
I've been working on it in the car on the way up.
After you called him Spaghetti the other day.
You've got to remember there's a T there. Steckety. Yep. He took 5 for 18. They were skittled for 63. Wow-wee, they got belted.
Speaking of that man, Mark Steckety, Ethan out there has put something together that you might like, Dace.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already.
Mark Scicchetti?
That's how you say
he's a bowler. Nearly spaghetti.
That's very good, Ethan.
Actually, well, I think Maddie in the booth might have put that one together.
And Ethan's taken the credit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he has.
Maddie
yeah.
just ran out from the booth going, me, and Ethan's going,
no surprise. It is quality. It's far too good for Ethan. And so no surprise that Matty sorted it out.
And Melbourne Storm, they're going to have a pre-season game down at Geelong at the GMHBA Stadium. Everyone wants to play there, of course, with the Lights.
Rugby League.
February 12th next year. Do you know it's their 25th year in the competition?
25th year.
Melbourne Storm. Yes, indeed. We'll talk more about them later. Maybe next year, Daisy. But that is your sports whammy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And we get some things wrong.
You get things wrong.
Right now we're joined by someone very close to both of your hearts, red hot Rhonda Birchmore.
Our next guest had some fun in the jungle with Billy and Daisy.
I've got to do a little fart. So.
All above board, of course.
We had a nice time down there with the dishes.
We did, though. See, I was going to have a crack there one night. You brought up your husband. I didn't know you were married. So anyway.
Please welcome Rhonda Birchmore.
One of our absolute favourites. Not only kept us entertained with singing and dancing in a jungle for 32 days, or for four in your case, Bills, but also one of the great farters of all time.
Look, it's so lovely to see you. I've missed you. There is something about those relationships you form when we've got nothing else, and you two were two of my absolute favourites.
It's like playing footy, Rhonda, and being that team, part of a team, but we were very close for...
We were close.
20 days.
I mean, and as for the farts, that huge fart.
Yes.
I'd had to digest a massive cockroach that night. Oh. So that was, you know.
Glad to see a cockroach.
Cockroach.
It's unbelievable when you two get in the room together how much of this flirting and hiding starts to happen.
But it's funny in the days. Everyone sees red hot Rhonda Birchmore as a superstar and a princess and all this. But once you get to know her and you pull her finger and things like that. Now, what have you been doing? You've been a busy little girl.
I have been busy. I've been doing the national tour of Hairspray.
Yes.
With Shane Jacobson and Todd McKinney and Rob Mills.
You are, now I read this, Velma Von Tussle.
Oh, yes.
Who is snobbish, she's a villain, she's conniving, and she upsets people.
Oh, she's shocking.
So
she is a villain. I have to explain to audiences, especially the young kids that don't know that I'm actually quite a decent person.
That's right.
That I'm only play acting because she ticks every box of incorrectness. Yeah. For the listeners, it was the Michelle Pfeiffer role in Hairspray. Yeah. She's hideous.
Yes.
Hideous.
And not only that, you've recorded an album, Red Hot Swinging Christmas. Have a little piece of this.
Oh.
So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun.
Look at that.
Love to the future now, it's only just begun.
And that album is out now, of course. Who's the band there?
My goodness, can I tell you both, when we got out of the jungle, I had so much work.
Yes.
All went to poo. And for the last
COVID,
2 years, this guy called Jack Earl, who is 26 years old, has got a big band. We found time, mind you, we had to postpone it 6 times because of all the restrictions, because he was indefinite that we had to record with the big band in the one space in St Kilda down at old Alan Eaton's. There were rats, there was damp, there was... The guys actually, it was so beautiful. This was the first time that they'd played as a group in 2 years. So when we recorded this album live, there were tears, big grown men, and it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, good. That's out now. But also you can go see you live at the Palms at Crown.
Yes.
Sunday.
Yes. You're going to come December the 4th.
Sunday, December 4th at Crown at the Palms. Yeah. That'll be big, back on stage singing and dancing.
I opened the joint 25 years ago.
You opened Crown, that's right.
Yeah, there was the John Farnham thing in one, the Palladium, and I was in the Palms.
Yeah.
And I'm there with a 20-piece big band, so you've got to come. Oh. If you like, your Michael Bublé's, your big bands, and I think it's going to sit perfectly in that room.
I like that. So, yes.
RhondaBirchmore.com or tickets through Ticketmaster as well, if you want to head along to that.
December 4th.
We were lucky enough, Bill, to hear Rhonda singing to us most days in the jungle. And I know that it sounds amazing when you hear it through the microphones like you do there, but live is something else. So do yourself a favour and go along.
You're beautiful, listen, you too. You could bring your fiance.
Who are you talking to? Daisy?
No, you.
I haven't got a fiance. Rhonda.
Daisy, you told me that
Rhonda,
because I thought I was the only one for you. I've even brought my red hot cap today.
Red hot and Rhonda.
This is the collectors from the opening of the casino.
In 97?
Yeah, and I dug it out because I thought there might have been a chance, but I've heard you're engaged.
What's no, I'm not engaged. I got a friend and we went to the races. And
well, she's a bit of a looker. She's good looking.
Yeah.
All right.
She's small. You're tall.
Oh, well, that's all right. All the same when you're in bed, I suppose.
Well, I don't know if it is.
When you're lying down.
Oh, righto.
Speaking
of Christmas and Christmas albums. It took me back to my favourite album growing up as a kid in the bush at Drury, and it was my old mate Kevin.
Hey, Santa Claus, you where's me? Boy, I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like. I wrote your letter and I come to see you twice. You worn out geriatric fart, you forgot me.
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I bloody should have recorded that on my album. Do you know, I've got a little joke for you because I know our last one.
Have we ran this past the girls?
No, but it's not
Give
bad.
It to us.
Oh,
well,
good.
What song does Santa sing as he comes down the chimney?
Rabsy, get your finger on the button. Yes, well, what is it?
Chestnut nuts roasting on an open fire. Get it? Chestnut nuts roasting on an open fire. Because he's coming down the chimney. Yeah, oh, okay.
It's better than what Wooly Bully Rabs.
Give it Wooly Bully Bully Rabs.
No.
Hey, and also you went to the opening night of Phantom of the Opera.
I did.
How was that?
That was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it a few times. Yeah. How did you know that?
Oh, no, I saw you.
Did you take along Lex, did you?
Yes, I did. She's doing really well. She's in Ballarat.
She was in Shepparton last time.
I know. Now she's in Ballarat with the ABC. She's moved.
Yeah,
so
that's
she's
Rhonda's daughter.
My daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've just got my one.
And you went to Hamilton.
I went to Hamilton. I go to as many shows as I can. Yeah. You know.
Did you like Hamilton? Because it was very rappy.
It was. It was a bit of. See,
the
I mean,
whole thing's a rap. I know it's bloody rap. I couldn't get it.
I know. Yeah, it was a KFC rap. You know, because this is. You know, it was. It was. Yeah, yeah. It was great fun,
yeah,
and I think there's room for everything.
Exactly.
And but Hairspray, you know, is a good. Did you get to see me in that? I don't think you did.
No.
You faithless whore.
Another one called Hair. That's an interesting
one. Oh, that's when they get their gear off.
Yeah, it's the wrong one, Rhonda.
Speaking of which, what about you? Remember you in the waterfall? Remember Billy when he used to dive in and the bum out of his undies?
I wake up next to him most days.
Oh.
Lots of monster in that. Oh, have you got any flashbacks to the jungle? Anything comes back to you?
Well, gosh, my God. The one that still haunts me is when Daisy and I, we jumped off that cliff, two and a half kilometres high, the highest peak in South Africa, the treadmill, and I went first. Remember that?
I do.
And
you didn't last that long.
And fell off. I was like a dead fish. And what you didn't see on the telly was they let you hang there for about 10 minutes rocking in to the... Ooh.
I remember you come back to camp. You were good.
It was rotten, wasn't it? But the other scary thing we heard about that was that they'd only road tested that whole device the day before. And remember when we were up there, Dale, that there was an electrical storm brewing and there was this steel kind of thing hanging off. And remember, what was his name? Risky. Wasn't that a great name?
He was the risk manager and his name was Risky.
But we did it. You were fantastic. You did it.
He was good.
Yeah,
I did all right, Red Hot.
You had a six-pack back then.
No, it's coming back now. It's far too many carbs.
Red Hot Swinging Christmas. That's the album out now with the Jack Earl Big Band. There it is there.
I've signed you one, Billy, because that was another thing that I thought we could put on by the fire. But now that you...
And also, if you want to see Rhonda live at the Palms at Crown Sunday, December 4. Wowee. How do I get my tickets?
RhondaBirchmore.com or through Ticketmaster, Bill.
Oh, Billy, you know the other last thing I'm going to say. I know these are hard copies, a bit like yourself, but if you go to RhondaBirchmore.com, I will sign these and send them to people. They love a bit of Rhonda under their Christmas bush.
Bloody go for it. Righto, Rhonda, we've got to cut her off.
Red Hot Rhonda Birchmore. Go and see her live at the Palms at Crown Sunday, December 4. Grab your tickets at Ticketmaster.
Love
it's the
you
Rush
both.
Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorest throat I've ever had.
Oh, no.
Rhonda has finally left the building. Wowee, Daisy.
Yeah, we need to straighten up a little bit, Bill, because she came in like a hurricane and left us all a little bit flustered. So, you want to put something to the family?
We are. Time to connect to the Rush Hour family, Daisy. 133353. What have you found in your house? Unusual. Why do I ask?
Why do you ask?
Yeah, very good. Well, a house in New South Wales is being fixed up after the floods, okay, for the Locke family, and they uncovered a handwritten chalk cricket scoreboard behind the plaster. So they pulled off the plaster, it was all warped and things, and on this wood, this beautiful old wood, was Don Bradman's score of 244 from just 271 balls, and Bill Ponsford's amassed 266 before hitting his wicket. It's all written in chalk on the actual wood. It's unbelievable.
That's outstanding, isn't it?
How good is that? So the Mr. Locke looked it up, and it's dated back to 1934, the Ashes series. So I don't know if the people were actually just scoring off the TV. Was there TV back then? No,
in
radio.
No, maybe the radio.
1956 is when it came to Australia.
So they wouldn't have been. maybe off the radio and just wrote the scores up on the wall, which is just unbelievable.
Mum wouldn't have been happy coming home to that.
Well, actually, well,
probably why it's hidden, Rabs.
Yeah. And they plastered it up. So, what have you found in your house unusual? 133353 might be under the floorboards, might be in the walls, might be in the garden, Daisy.
In the attic. Anywhere. In your house.
In the attic. That's it. Ring now. Hence.
Hence.
What have you found in your house unusual?
Great prizes to give away, including a grilled voucher, plus a Neverland store voucher, the home of Australian streetwear. Shop in-store or online, neverlandstore.com.au. I'm on their website right now. 20% off everything at the moment.
20?
That's good.
Neverland store.
Oh, Gaz, man.
133353. Give us a call. What have you found in your house unusual?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bro.
Jim, what are you doing?
I've got a shape in my mouth.
Barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes.
Triple M.
We're asking, what have you found in your house unusual?
Spot on. Because this family in New South Wales took the plaster off their wall, and on the woodwork was Sir Donald Bradman's 244 off 271 balls, and Billy Ponsford's 266, all written in chalk on the wall.
Mm.
So let's go to Shano in South Yarra. Hello, Shano. What have you found in your house unusual?
Mate, I was with a few friends when we were younger, and we were at a place in Malvern staying, and we thought we'll have a look in the attic, see what's in there. It's an old house.
Ooh.
And almost as soon as we open the attic door, a little hole in the roof, and up there, straight on a sawn-off shotgun.
Ooh.
What did you do with it?
What would you do, mate? You'd roll across the bed a couple of times, kick a few doors in the house, and pretend you're a hero for a bit, but we took to a police station.
Took to the cop shop. A sawn-off shotgun. I wonder what involved anywhere in a robbery or anything.
A sawn-off?
Well, yeah, that's it. We took it in there, and we told the lady officer who was behind the counter. We were just like, well, not really an easy way to say it. Mm. I've got a gun. So she took a step back, went for a hip, and was about to pull a gun on us. And we're like, it's in the car. It's in the car. Yeah. And eventually took it in, didn't hear anything from it ever again. But, yeah, bit of
there you go. That is something you found in your house. Unusual. It is unusual. We go now to Mick in Geelong.
Yeah.
Mick, you're there.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are you?
Really well, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, good.
What was in your house unusual, mate?
Yeah, I was part of a team that renovated the old Melbourne Hotel in North Melbourne a few years back, converted to student accom. And when we pulled out all the bedside tables in all the rooms, we found about 20 old 1970s porno mags.
Ooh.
And everyone was covered in hair, from moustaches to everything else you can imagine.
Well, that's where the days. The old Melbourne Hotel, how many rooms were converted?
Oh, there was about a 400 bedroom place, and we changed it over to student accom, yeah.
And yeah, what did you do with the mags?
I think they got thrown out in the end, Billy. They weren't much good.
Bring them down to the Cremorne. They'll throw on out.
A likely story.
On you, Mickey boy.
Sarah in South Morang, what did you find unusual in your house?
Afternoon, gents. Dad and our family home is an old Victorian, like 150-something-year-old house, and we dug up the floorboards. Well, dug up the carpet one day, hit the floorboards, found a step, dug a little bit more, found another step, and a couple of days later, a beautiful little cellar that is converted to a wine cellar.
Good's that?
Yeah.
How good is that?
Was there any wine in it?
Oh, just broken bottles and a couple of, didn't expect to be there for a couple of days digging dirt out, but yeah.
Well done. That is
And
nice.
You've done it up now into a cellar. Is that what we're hearing?
No, we had to. So, yeah, it just constantly fills with water. So,
so a swimming pool.
Yeah, it has to have a little pump in there and pump the water out. But, yeah.
Well done. That's good. And we go to Marky in Northcote. Okay, Marky.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Going well. What did you find unusual in your house?
We live in an old Victorian property that was built in, like, 1805-ish. And behind our bluestone in the fireplace, We found an old love letter that was dated 1807. Really cute.
1807?
Yeah.
Was it like a Romeo Juliet type?
Pretty much, yeah. I can't remember the exact details of what was in it, but I remember it being sort of about someone, like it was kind of a pining letter.
Yeah.
Pining for somebody, but I don't know whether, obviously they never sent it. I don't know whether they ever intended on sending it or, you know, maybe it was just for their own personal keepings. I'm not sure.
Oh.
But it was pretty cool.
Yeah, good. Did you keep it or threw it out?
Yeah, we kept it. Oh, we've got it in a little Mylard thing. We took it to Preston, to the town hall there.
The bloke
and they
in
took
Preston.
Photos of it. It was really cute.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
How old is that, Daisy?
What's that, Bill? 1802?
Yeah.
So about 1807 would be 215.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not off bad, the top is of my it? Head.
That's very, very good. Who do you like, Bill? Who gets the prizes?
Well, that was very romantic.
And you are loved up at the minute, so go with that if you want.
Thank you, Daisy. I'll go with Marky. Yes, Marky, well done. You have won.
You've won a $200 Neverland store, Marky. Voucher.
Oh, that's awesome.
Won the store.
No, just the voucher. Just the voucher.
And Daisy? What up, Marky?
Just at the off chance he may get to the Cremorne, I'm going to go with Mick in Geelong.
Yes, Mickey.
Mick, you've got yourself a $100 grilled voucher, mate. Make sure you try their mouth-watering saltbush and pepper onion rings. They are magnificent.
And you did throw them out, Mick.
I think most of them are gone, Billy. Yeah.
Most of this story's changing.
Well, no, not bad.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's the best argument he could ever
call me old-fashioned. But
we're joined by one of our all-time favourites, P-City, Peter Siddle.
4,368 days ago, our next guest did this.
Happy birthday to you.
There we go. Crowd cheers. Here's Siddle.
Milestone, we know, but any excuse to replay it.
What a day he's having.
Please welcome Peter Siddle.
A man who is refusing to let Father Time slow him down. As you said, Rabsy, not just Sids anymore,
no.
P-City. He's updated the nickname as well. Sids, thanks for joining us.
Nah, cheers, boys. Geez, 4,000 days ago. That's bloody, that means I'm bloody old.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Factually.
But where do we find you on this beautiful day in Hobart, Peter?
Currently just up the top of Mount Wellington, just having a little look, you know, just showing one of my good mates around.
Oh, how is it over there on Mount Wellington? Any snow?
No, it's actually all right with the stunt. That's the only reason I'm up here. You definitely don't come up the mountain when it's cold. It's usually snowy and you can't see anything. So, perfect day for it today.
You aren't getting any younger. None of us are, but you in particular. But you're still absolutely firing. Yeah. What is going on, mate?
Oh, I don't know. The young blokes must be just feeling sorry for me, I think, and just keep getting out and giving me some wickets. But no, it's still enjoying it, still having fun, and if I can keep performing and whilst I enjoy it, I'm happy to continue to play and hopefully win some trophies before I finish up.
Yeah, well, Tim, we had Tim Payne on the other day talking about his book, interesting book too, P-City. But have a listen to what Payne said about you. And I can't believe old Bananas Siddle's still running around and doing well.
Well, I was actually talking to someone about this morning. He's a freak. I think we're all on the wrong diet, to be honest.
Not enough bananas.
He's absolutely killing it. He's obviously not as quick as what he was, but he is. Oh, he's that skillful. And he does a not bowl a bad ball and it. Bill Reeve, our wicket, normally suits Big Sidgy, so he's been cleaning up for us.
Oh, there you go. That's from Timmy.
Not bad from an ex-skipper and current teammate. Yeah, he's just looking after me, I think. He's probably one of the blokes feeling sorry for me as well, just trying to cheer me up.
Are you still on the bananas?
No, I still have a few bananas, mate. Yeah, the diet's still kicking on, but it's helping. I'm still playing, aren't I? It's all working. I'm feeling good and... so he's still enjoying it, which is the main thing.
At its peak, consumption-wise, how many bananas were you destroying a day in a week?
Nah, it was all a big myth. Warnie, I love my smoothies and stuff like that, and Warnie joked one time during a test match that I had 30
a day. And then as you boys know, you go do the, you know, the school clinic or the little clinic around the same time, and the first young kid asks you, is it true what Warnie said about you having 30 bananas? Because the young kids, you're like, yeah, I do. I love having a smoothie and I have all these bananas. So a little joke with some young kids ends up turning into a big story and a big wise tale that, yeah, I have, you know, 20 or 30 a day. But all a big myth, maybe 10 at a max, but always in smoothie. So it's actually not as exciting as it sounds.
We might have to take that up, Bill, because if Sid's is just rolling how he is at his age, maybe there's hope for all of us. What about you sent in one of us in particular. You sent in a gag the other day. You sent in a joke.
Yeah. We need to clean this up too.
Did you steal it? Bill's thrown me under the bus. Did you steal it firstly? Because we had somebody send it in saying that you've stolen this off a shop down in Hobart.
Yes.
Did you stole it? So let's clear this up. Bill's thrown me under the bus.
The floor is yours, P-City.
Yes, come on.
Yes. So I'm going to go. I'm opening up the messages as we speak.
Yes.
And this is how it started. So I go past the shop.
Yep.
And I see this joke in the window, and I'm like, I read it to myself, and I'm like, oh, that's a terrible joke. So the first thing I say is, I send it to Bill, and I say, spotted this in the shop window, thought of you straight away, hence the shit joke.
Yes, yes.
And then he goes, love it, Sids, might use it today. And I give it the little ha, ha, ha. And then I say, surely they have to like that one with the wink emoji because it's a shit joke.
Sure, you got all these. Yeah.
And then he goes on and says, Sid sent me this joke, makes out that I wanted him to say it and that it was a good joke. It's a terrible joke, and that's why I thought about him, and that's why I sent it to him. Shit jokes.
Well, you were thrown under the bus. Every wheel got you on the way through.
Well, because if it would have got a laugh, it would have been mine, but I didn't get a laugh, and I got... Wooly bully. So, Sid, you got in trouble. But that's plagiarism. You can't pinch other people's jokes, Sid.
Oh. Oh, I didn't pinch it. I just sent you a picture of a shop window. I didn't say what else it was.
Oh, no. Well done. Thanks for thinking of me. Anyway, I do need it. The jokes have been quite ordinary today, but a good one later on.
Today? Did you just say today?
No, the jokes have been ordinary for.
I was going to say, how for long
weeks
been
on end. Weeks.
What about months, you? New... Years.
Sids, what about the revolution? You've got on the blonde hair, you've got these rank sunnies at the minute, you're calling yourself Peace City.
Yes.
What is going on?
What's happening down in Hobart?
No. That's Adelaide. We saved that for Big Bash. But the Peace Cities come out around Big Bash time. So look out this summer. There's Peace City 2.0s are coming out. So
ooh.
There's a new range dropping during December, January around the Big Bash. So. Look forward to that coming out. But, the young kids love it, so I'll stick with it. Blonde hair, blonde. Big glasses.
The choppers. Wow, we just magnificent.
What a combo.
How is Hobart, mate? Are we enjoying Hobart?
No, Hobart's going well. Beautiful place down here. It's like Payne said, it's a lovely place to play cricket, which is nice. So as long as I can keep taking a few more wickets, I'll continue to play. But, I've enjoyed the last couple of years. It's a good group of guys. Got a couple of older boys down here, which I've grew up with, Payne, Matty Wade and Jacko Bird, who are more around my age compared to a lot of other guys around the competition. They're a lot younger now, so it's not nice playing with a few guys my age.
Good on you.
Yeah, it's certainly great to see you still dominating, mate. Thank you very much for your time. All the best with the rest of the cricket down there, plus the Big Bash as well. And
any more jokes, send them through, mate. They're rippers.
Please don't. Never call again, mate. Thank you very much for your time.
Don't worry. Whenever I see another shit joke, I'll send it your way.
Peter Siddle on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh. Arms in the air. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Massive second hour coming up on your Rush Hour Thursday, the second last Rush Hour of the year. Chris Goulding from the Melbourne United still to join us after 5:30. Billy, you'll round us out with another unbelievable joke,
yes.
No doubt. Also, I'll work through the 10-6 Bill's best bits as we put it out to the family yesterday, and they have come back. They have answered. They have come in spades. And now, Bill, you've got a little bit of stuff.
We do a little bit of footy. Well, we went off the top of the hour back at 4 o'clock with this, but you're ready to go because this man is back at the Bombers. That's it. Ramsey, he's coming back to Essendon, so that is good news for the Essendon Footy Club. And I want to tell you about the Victorian batting collapse today. If you haven't heard, they're playing Queensland up there at Allen Border Oval, and they won the toss, believe it or not, and batted, and were all out for 63. So Marcus Harris out for a duck, Travis Dean out for a duck, Hanscom 5, Madison 4, Sam Harper 1, and at that stage they were 5 for 13 against Queensland. And all out for 63, Daisy.
That is unbelievable, especially after you elect to bat. Fair enough, I can somewhat understand if you were put in.
Yeah.
When you win the toss, you go and have a look at the deck and you go, yes, please, we'll have some of this. And then you're all done in 63, I should say. Not ideal.
Fourth lowest score ever.
Wow.
And we were looking at the telly. The green, the pitch was green, wasn't it, Razzie?
Very green.
It was green. Surely you bowl. And speaking of bowlers, Michael Nesser got 4 for 22. He bowled beautifully. But the man of the moment, Mark Steckerty.
Yes.
5 for 18. He's playing for the Prime Minister's 11. If he gets wickets there, he's got to be a chance to play, especially at the Gabba or anywhere where it's a bit green because he does move it. And now the Queensland Bulls in their first innings are 4 for 74.
Okay.
So Khawaja, 20 not out there. And Jimmy Pearson, who took about 4 catches behind the wickets, he's 4 not out. So not bad by Victoria to get back there a little bit. But their bowling lineup, Scotty Boland, of course, is playing for them. But then they got Mitch Perry, Cameron McClure, and Will Sutherland. So very young bowling attack there for Victoria. But all out 63, and the Bulls are 4 for 74 in the first innings.
There you go. Well, plenty happening up there.
It is.
Chris Golding, not too far away, Daisy, but
cool.
You love Bill. Let's be honest. Yep, you absolutely love Bill. You're his biggest fan. Yeah. So you want to celebrate him with Daisy. His 15 best moments of the rush hour in 2022. You did 15 to 11 yesterday.
What
coming
do you got
up next,
now?
10 to 6.
No, it's not. 10 past 5.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I like the bloke to agree with me.
Chris Golding, not too far away. What about this? Melbourne United next week with their home game, $1 hot dogs.
No.
$1 hot dogs.
We might go, Dave.
Pre-game.
I might attend my first game. Actually, I might not. I might go for the pre-game and then piss off.
No. Yes. It's a very good show, Melbourne United, than the NBL, by the way.
Now, you're up in Sydney. What have you been working away at?
Well, I've been chipping away, Bill. Yesterday I did the top 15, or started it, 15 through to 11 I did, of your best bits of the year. A celebration of why you make this show so great. Ratings through the roof. It's been unbelievable. Then I put it out to the family, 10 through 1, their chance to be a part of it and share with us what they think is the best moment, and then we bring it back. Blown away. Over 7,500 people took the time to cast a vote. 7,500 over that. Ridiculous numbers. So the top 10 from 10 to 6 fluctuated a little bit.
Right.
But the top 5 for tomorrow was set in stone pretty quickly. So I'm excited for that. But I bring you today 10 through 6. So coming in at number 10 was the time you and Jing talked about things that may make a comeback.
Crocs are back.
No.
Remember the Force used to wear Crocs into the footy show?
I don't think they ever went.
I think they did.
They've always
but
been.
They say they're back.
Rolling blades.
Rolling blades.
I wrote it down here. I don't know what it is.
Rolling blades.
Oh, no.
What is it? Rolling blade rollers.
Flip them around.
Rolling blade.
Well, so rolling you struggled. Skates. Roller blades. Yeah. Anyway, not too bad. And it is. You haven't seen them for a while, and they came out past your youth, so that's not too bad. So
exactly.
That one made it in at number 10.
10.
Voted in by the listeners. Number 9, well, sometimes you do butcher a phrase. You did this one when talking about Nat Fyfe.
Nat Fyfe has grown a goatee.
So what?
Well, Jim, have a look at it. There's a photo of him. He's got a goatee.
Well, so what?
No, I just liked it. It just tickled
that's
my
it.
Fanty.
Fanty.
Fancy.
Tickled my fanty.
Tickled my fancy.
Where do you find the fanty on your body?
Tickled my fanty,
which is brilliant. Voted in at number 9.
Again, I was going nowhere with the goatee.
No, it was again just a bizarre topic to bring up. Number 8, Tom Brady, universally known as is his partner to most of us.
Mm. Of course, he could have been on MasterChef. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife Gazelle for a romantic holiday.
His wife, Gazelle.
Not often do you see her just frolicking across the Serengeti getting taken down by lions.
I tell you what, she's taken off like a gazelle.
That's pretty good by you, Bids. Well done. That was in at number 8. Number 7, well, this one still needs some explaining to you. One of the hump day quizzes you put out and you wanted an answer and you ran a different method of getting the answer and finding the person who got the point.
Right. Number 3 here.
You did.
Jack Crisp is joining us later. He has not missed a game since 2014, Jim, round 18.
Yes.
Nearest the pin, boys. How many?
Blake.
I think it's about 183.
So nearest the pin, what are you going to go with?
Lucas?
Oh, I don't know. We'll go 180.
180. So who is it?
Well, it's a hard one because I wanted to go nearest the pin, so I wanted to say 180.
You got near the pin, 180 or 183.
Well, he's playing 181, so what has happened here?
Which means 180 is closer than 183.
Righto.
Yeah, so Lucas is now a 2-0 leader.
And you're good at maths.
No, I am, but I was saying we're nearest the pin, and poor old Blakey was saying 183, I was going to say, what's the nearest opinion to that? And you probably would have said 180.
That's pretty stiff, I reckon.
That's what he did say.
It's 100% what he said.
But Blake was the one that answered it first.
That's stiff.
Blake, you answered it first, didn't you?
I did. That is very stiff.
Try and make any sense out of that.
No, I know what I'm saying. Blake, you know what I'm saying, don't you?
I know what you're saying, Bubbleguts.
Yeah. Well, I sucked in. Lucas got it.
So have you come around to that yet?
So the nearest the pin, if it was 183.
So effectively, right? So imagine the pin is golf. Right. Doesn't matter if you hit first. You hit first, you get it 2 metres away. I hit second, I get 1 metre away. Who's nearest to the pin?
You are.
Correct. So that's how it works. So on that occasion, Lucas was 180. There you go. Anyway, brilliant audio. And we sat there, the rest of the Rush Hour family and myself, and absolutely cacked them. We did. And number 6. Well, you love a decent sound effect, as we heard today when you threw to the whap, whap, whappy. And this was when you were trying to figure out the best way to give away some tickets to the GP that came to town.
I like it. Not bad, Fat. It's a slow. He's got a cramp. Look at him. He's cramped.
I've cramped up to him. Wow-wee. What a show.
Oh no.
Look at him. I get a cramp doing that.
Pretty good car noise too.
Bloody
credit
good.
Where credit's due.
Bloody good. And then at the end,
can we just hear when the cramp happened just, and the car stalled?
Yeah, it's like
a, I like it. Not bad, Fat. It's a slow. He's got a crowd.
That's a perfect car sound.
It was a great car sound.
Exactly.
So that was very, very good.
Do you know how
so
you get a cramp on these seats?
Oh, no, I've never had one. I've sat in them a few times.
That was in the old studio with different seats.
You need some more salt in your diet, Bill.
Different studio, same seats,
they're not,
my friend.
No, they're not.
It's when your foot gets hooked in the middle bit.
More salt in your diet, please, Ben. So there's
Bill's
10 through 6.
Cramps, to be fair.
Yeah, well, we could have, actually.
You could have. So
what
there's
do I need?
10
more
through 6.
Sugar.
Salt, please.
Salt.
Salt in your diet. 10 through 6. Again, we thank everyone who voted. Tomorrow, it is locked in. It is all done, dusted. No more bids. We will go 5 through 1 of Bill's best bits.
Chris Golding from Melbourne United is not too far away. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can we please get Billy to tell us where the Formula One is this weekend?
Oh, it's not in Ashburger's then.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB Bill with Daisy Thomas, and fresh off dropping 7 3-pointers against the Phoenix on Sunday, we are joined by Melbourne United star Chris Golding.
Our next guest has probably spent the last few days with his hands on ice after torching the Phoenix for 30 points. I'm on
fire. Shot clock at 4. Golding's going to have to invent something. Golding
turns the corner. You know the rest. Please welcome CG43, Chris Golding.
He's in the house. I'll tell you what, Bill.
Yep.
Ice on the hands, they reckon. He dead set the other night, could not miss after his first couple of attempts. CG, welcome.
G'day, boys. Still hot. Still hot.
Still hot.
You get like that. You're just on hot. Give it to me. The ball falls your way. Just pick it up and go bang and run straight away. You know you're in.
Yeah, it's
nice
a good,
basketball speaking.
It's like my daughter. She says, plop it in, Dad.
That's it. Well, you do. You
so
plop it in.
Come home and have plopped in a few of them, darling. Yeah, it's a good feeling when you get like that. You want the ball, you want the shots, and you plop a few of them in.
Exactly. Seven the other night for his career, 985.
That's a lot.
Is that right?
Oh, you knew that.
He told us to say that.
You knew that, Goldie.
Stitch up.
I'll tell you what, you needed it, though, because the game before, you guys were very poor, needed to bounce back, get it back to 5-5, and you did in emphatic style.
Yeah, we were, you said poor. I'd say, sure.
Yeah.
We were really bad against Cairns. So, yeah, it was good to get a response. We had a sold out crowd as well, sold out home crowd. So you always want to put on a show and reward the fans and the front office for all that work. So it was good to do that. Good bounce back.
Absolutely.
And generally don't like the Phoenix, do you? It's a nice little rivalry.
It's a good little rivalry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we like it. We've had some spicy games over the last few years. We beat them in a semi-final series to get into the grand final, and a couple of really sort of intense games since then.
What's going on with the season as a whole? Because it seems like you either win comfortably, get smoked, or the game is really close. There's no sort of in between.
That's normally what would happen.
No, well, sometimes you can lose by four or five. Like, I'm talking like right down to the wire, Bill.
Right.
Like, so in footy terms, a goal either way or 10 goal losses.
Right.
Yeah, there's been some really, really close games, really exciting games, probably some of the best games I've seen in the last few years, and then just your blowouts. Oftentimes they happen second game of a weekend. So a team may play on a Thursday or Friday and then might lay an egg on the Saturday or Sunday. But there's been some really good games, really good contests. We went to double overtime last week against Illawarra.
This is what I'm talking about,
games.
Bill. Double overtime.
No, you weren't. You said they either win or they lose or
it's close. Really, really close. Yeah. Can't get much closer than double overtime.
Yeah. How does your coach go? How does Coach Dean go? Does he get very cranky?
He does.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say after you lost the other day to the Snakes? How was he?
He wasn't happy. He rarely speaks right after the game.
Mm.
I think it's one of his sort of philosophies that not much good can come of it when you when you talk like with emotion right after a loss or a win or whatever it may be. But we sat down and had a chat and just spoke about, you know, we were going to have a meeting the next day in the airport, watch some video, get ready for the Southeast Melbourne game. Mm. We played at 4 p.m. against Southeast Melbourne. We met that morning again, so we had the airport meeting, the morning of the game meeting.
Wow.
And then we wheeled in and won by 30 points, so hopefully that's not a
So was he happy then, or was he still cranky?
We haven't
had a meeting.
No, we have, but we haven't really touched on either of the games. We've more, like, we're in a FIBA break now, so we don't have games, or we were just in a FIBA break. We don't have games for 10 or so days, I think it was, until our next one against Adelaide. So we've been touching on more us as a team as opposed to individual review of the individual games and just touching on where we can be better. And of course, we reference losing by 25 and then winning by 25 two nights later and just where we can be better in that regard. But to answer your question, yes, he gets very cranky.
10 days off, did you go and swing him? You love your golf? Keen golfer?
No, I didn't get a chance to this time. I've been playing a little bit lately. Been going all right. Handicaps in the 12s.
Into 12?
Yeah, it's a big change from when we played.
I know.
Yeah. I used to donate 12 balls.
I thought you were standing on the wrong side of it when we played.
So I'm getting better at that, but haven't had a chance in the last week or so.
You haven't seen Daisy out there. He's playing all the time. How's he hit him?
Yeah, good. You got down to single figures, didn't you?
Still, sitting there about 8, so not too bad.
Bandit.
Just means I got too much time, man.
When we were playing, he was at like 13, 14, just stealing money. So it's good to see you come in a little bit.
And how's the team? Because that's been a bit unsettled also. Your big fella went down early with Achilles.
What was his name, Bill?
Yeah, big fella. And then the other bloke had got a hammy.
Yeah.
And he was one of the imports.
Yeah.
So you've been unsettled, haven't you?
We have.
And I'm reading reports that a big player should come in, but it's not as easy as that, is it?
It's not, Bill. And, you know, we've been riddled by injuries. We had Shea Illy, our starting point guard, had concussion for 7 or 8 weeks.
Beating him.
A couple of knocks that really knocked him about. Yeah. And he's been back for the last few weeks, and we've really, you know, started to see how much improvement he brings into the group with his defensive intensity and another point guard. And
Rajon, how's Rajon?
Is he your boy?
Yeah. Well,
he dunked on you.
He did. No, yeah. He didn't. He went over the top of me.
He told me how to shoot.
Yes. He's going well. Yeah. But yeah, Jordan Caroline as well has got a little hamstring injury.
Sweet.
So yeah, sweet. Our big fella Ariel, he did his Achilles at the start of the year. So we've been really unsettled, and we're just looking to try and get a run at having some bodies and trying to string together some good basketball.
Trying to get some consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been a couple of, like, the Breakers seem to have improved and going well. Is that maybe because they're at home?
Yeah.
For the first time in 2 years?
In 2 years, yeah. So they've been having home games for the first time in a couple of seasons. It's sold out over there. It is a really good arena to play in, so they're hard to beat over there.
Righto.
Speaking of coaches, your footy club got a really good one in the off season.
And then lost him.
But now he's back.
Is he or is he?
He's back.
You must be excited by that.
Alistair Clarkson, of course, at North.
Yes, I was very excited in early days, and then obviously everything got thrown up into the air. But I saw him walking down Arden Street into the club a week or so ago, so that brings me a bit of joy. Hopefully things are on the up.
Well, you'd hope so. Do you
go along and watch though?
We probably could go a bit lower. I do when I get a chance. I took my daughter last year. I tell this story. It was at it's Marvel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they play the flashing lights when the home team kicks a goal, and she loved it. But we left because in 3 quarters they only did it once. We had to go. She was getting too crazy. Where's the lights, Daddy? Lights, Daddy. I was like, I'm with you. I want a goal as well.
So 985 career three-pointers, Daisy, which you knew, Goldie. There's only 10 other men in NBL history have done that. That's a good effort.
Who are they, Bill?
Well, it'd be
Gazy,
would it?
I reckon so.
Hammer Heel.
Healy, good one. Well done.
Days, bang.
From the corner. Yes, please.
It was a bloke from Albury, the old bloke. He played in the Olympics.
No, let him go.
No, I don't know. What's his
name? Eddie Palavinskas.
Yes, Eddie Palavinskas. Palavinskas was one of the great three-point shooters, wasn't he?
He was. A shooting coach.
I wonder if he's in it. He's fantastic, Eddie.
I'm not one that's big into checking individual statistics
like my
good friend over here.
Oh, he knows every stat.
Only player in history to play 100 games at Collingwood Cup. But back to you.
Yeah.
So
I'm not too sure who's on the list, but hopefully I can get there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Well, on current form, it's what, 2 games? 7-3s a night, and away you go.
Be nice.
So the next game, Adelaide, and I see they chopped their import.
They did.
Did you see that last week?
Surprising.
Yeah. Because he was a star, wasn't he? Craig Randall, the second.
Yeah, he was he scored a lot of points. He was a really really good player. He was scoring and they were doing okay. But from all reports there was some bad behaviour behind the scenes.
The media release was saying that.
So some
almost uncoachable.
Disagreements with coaches and other players.
Stern words.
Yeah. How do you reckon you would go if that's what got you done?
Not great. That's what got me done in the end of the pie, so not great at all.
And Carlton.
That was just because I was old and crap by the end. How would you go?
He's been good. Skipper.
He is a good skipper. He had a few words the other night to an umpire.
Yeah, if it was to the umpires, I'd be done.
Yeah.
But I'd try and rein it in a bit to teammates and coaches.
And then I saw you got them all together at the end and you said, now, what do you say to them?
Well, when we got together at the end, we just say, good job, or we say, bad job, focus on this. But Dave Barlow's little boy was in the huddle. So we just said, his name's Java. We said, what have you got for us, Java? He said, United on 3, 1, 2, 3. So that was a good little moment for him
fantastic.
And the group.
Yeah. What about your little one? Any interest in the
Jen?
Yeah, in the sports? Or too young to tell? Because you can generally tell from a pretty young age.
I've tried to push tennis.
Yeah.
I've tried to push golf.
Golf's a big one.
Golf's a big one. We'll get her some clubs for her birthday. but no, she just floats. She goes. She's very much a girly girl at the moment. We watch Frozen most afternoons. We have the sing-along. You would have been through that days. But yeah, as I said, she likes when I plop it in and she tries to do it on her little basket, but a bit early to tell.
Might play footy for North.
Maybe.
Seniors. The boys' side.
There's a nice drive-by on the way out. CG, mate, thanks very much for coming in. All the best with the rest of the season. Hopefully you get to that 1,000 three-point mark sooner rather than later. And as I say, thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Have a good holiday.
Yes.
By the way, Melbourne United's next home game is against the Adelaide 36ers next Thursday at John Cain Arena. What about this, Bill? $1 hot dogs available up until tip-off.
No.
Yes, please.
$1. Oh, yeah.
How many can
you
get for?
That's my free game.
I get through $5. You just take $5 back to the seat. You would have ate $3. Lucky Hutchie
got there 4 minutes.
Lucky Hutchie's still not at United.
Chris Golding on the Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB Bill with Daisy Thomas, who's been doing an absolutely brilliant job co-hosting with you, Bill.
Yeah, he has. We've enjoyed your little time, Daisy.
Thank you very much. Well, the second last show was an absolute ripper, but the last show tomorrow for the year, we are going out with a massive bang, Bill.
Yes, we are.
We're going to have Paul Kelly. We certainly do, and so does he. We got top fives, Bill's best bits. So we count down 5 to 1. The listeners have just jumped on board that after a massive 10 through 6 today. And you've got a top five, I believe?
I have, of my own, against our mate, old Jing, over there in Italy. And looking forward to this countdown, top five of Jing's stuff-ups.
That'll be brilliant. Not just an idiot file, an idiot song, plus a Fruity Friday for the ages to round out the year. So before we get to that tomorrow, you need to finish off today's show with one of these.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke. Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIB.vic.edu.au.
You do the classes online at TIB.
I know.
Go to work during the day, go to school at night. How good
Perfect.
Is that?
It's fantastic. So do that. Thank you, Maz Group. Oh, Daisy, actually, I don't want to tear this joke. It's bloody embarrassing.
Do it anyway.
I got my willy caught in my zip this morning. That's the last time I'm wearing those bloody zip-up boots.
It's recycled.
I know.
It's a ripper, though. It's a good game.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
See?
It's a good one. But yeah.
Raps?
No, I like it. It's not realistic, but I like it.
Thank God that that's it. Cool, wah, wah, wah.
Promise us a freshie tomorrow, please.
Jeez, it hurts.
Little ankle boots, too.
We've all seen Munich. You are king of Geelong.
You are the king of Geelong.
Woo-hoo!